Stairs, elevator, fly.
I think you're gonna be smart.
Fly.
Okay. Would you call, is stairs the same thing when it's inside a house and when it's outside a house? So like if you had a high porch, would you still go up the stairs to get there?
Go up the steps.
The steps. So there's a difference inside and out.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see, now you're telling me that there's one thing you like, that your house has a very little one and you wanted a big one. The swing on it?
Oh, porch.
Right. Okay. And let's see, you didn't have a name for a porch that went all the way around the house?
What's it called? I know what you're talking about, but I cannot remember the word. I'm sorry, I've gone blank.
That's okay.
The windows loft is, of course, the second floor.
Uh-huh.
Porch. I don't remember what
it was over here. Okay. When Juliet came out to see Romeo, she stood on the
balcony.
Would you ever use that word? Describing a second floor porch?
Well, actually, there's a difference between the windows loft and the balcony. I think we're about to shut in. A balcony is like opens up to one room.
Mm-hmm.
A window's loft is a place, actually, there we're constructed for wives of sea captains.
Mm-hmm.
Who would go out on this walk, decking walk area, and would walk back and forth, where she could look out across the sea to see if she could see the ship coming.
Clippity-clop. Okay.
And across, and away we go to Sherwood Forest. Tra-la-tra-la-tra-la.
Have you ever heard of a gallery? Or a veranda?
I would not use that.
Okay, a dog trot?
Oh, dog trot is the hall down the center of the house.
Uh-huh.
You have a large open hall. The front, some of the old houses or cabins did not even have a front door.
Mm-hmm.
You just walk in the dog trot and the rooms would be on either side. My grandparents' house was constructed like that until they added a room across the back.
Oh, did you have a name for a house you could look straight through?
Shotgun house.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what about a breezeway?
Yeah.
Okay. And a stoop?
I've heard it, but I could not tell you what it is.
Okay. Right, let's say that the door is open and you don't want it that way. You would tell me, please, the door.
Shut the door.
Okay. Would you ever say, close the door?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
And what do you call, on the outside of your house, you don't have a brick house. You have boards that overlap each other like that?
Well, it depends on what type.
What would you call them? Or what are some examples of what you might call them?
Well, some boards are shiplap.
Mm-hmm.
Some are, artificially produced type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But there are different things you would call it. Like my grandfather's house is constructed one board on top of the other. The boards are not shiplap. They're not cut to be shiplap. They're just regular boards.
Okay. Have you ever heard of weatherboarding or flat boards?
Yeah, that's what I do.
That's what I do. Okay.
Weatherboarding. That's called. And I believe a clapboard is what goes around. House hanging down.
To keep the lawnmower from hitting?
No, the top.
At the top.
You can call that or a bird board.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you want to go to town, you get in your car and you say, hey, I'm going to town. Want to do what?
Drive.
Okay.
Drive.
And you say, yesterday I got in my car and I
went to town.
Okay, but if you're doing this.
I drove.
Okay. And you say, I have
driven
many times. Okay.
On occasion.
What do you call the top of your house?